Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number with the 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munto Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro poo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
President Hichilema pledges government's continued efforts to tackle economic barriers. 7 nabbed for attempted theft on zinc oxide worth over $75,000. In global news, Ugandan military helicopter crashes and catches fire in Somalia. Good evening. With the main news, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed government's commitment to addressing challenges hindering the growth of Zambia's economy. Speaking during a meeting with World Bank officials at State House this afternoon, President Hichilema has reiterated that government is focused on finding solutions to obstacles that could derail its economic agenda. He stressed the importance of ensuring that investments in the mining sector yield broader economic benefits extending beyond the mining industry itself. The head of state highlighted the necessity of creating opportunities for domestic businesses as part of a broader effort to drive national economic growth. He believes that this growth should be inclusive, benefiting not only the mining sector, but also energy, agriculture, and other key industries.
We desire to find solutions to issues that stand in the way of our agenda to grow the economy. Our focus now is growth and growth and more growth of the economy. We know the benefits that come out of there, jobs for our youthful population, skills, non-skilled, semi-skilled, if you like. Number two, business opportunities. For our partners, investors, but also for the domestic businesses. It's very important that if we are driving the growth agenda, that we take care of issues relating to creating opportunities for domestic businesses.
And speaking earlier, World Bank Country Manager Dr. Akim Fok commended government's policies in the mining sector, noting that they have played a crucial role in improving the industry. He pointed out that last year's rise in copper production, despite the energy crisis, is a testament of the success of these policies.
We're really doing this at a time when it is clear that your policies have been very successful, right? You have been able, through solid policies and engagement with key stakeholders, especially in the private sector, but also others around the world, you have been able to turn around the sectors. And I think the success last year, where you saw increase in copper production and overall minerals production, despite a very difficult year where you faced significant energy shortages, I think shows the success.
Meanwhile, Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabosue says government's decision to resolve mining disputes outside of court has attracted significant investment into Zambia's mining sector, amounting to over $10 billion in the past 4 years. Police on the Copper Belt have arrested 7 suspects, among them 4 Chinese nationals, in connection with a failed attempt to steal high-value zinc oxide worth over $45,000. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga has confirmed the development, saying the 4 Chinese nationals and 3 Zambian nationals were apprehended after the cargo, which was in transit from STL Mine Villa in Lubumbashi, Democratic Republic of Congo, was diverted and unlawfully offloaded. Mr. Hamonga explained that the zinc oxide was destined for Trafigura Asia Trading PTE Limited in Singapore and was expected to exit the region via Dar es Salaam corridor. He says the operation was thwarted after when monitoring system detected that the truck had deviated from its intended route, and GPS tracking system alerted authorities that the truck was being offloaded at the premises of Gesem Industry Company Yard, raising immediate suspicions. Mr. Hamonga says, acting quickly on the information, police conducted a raid at the yard leading to the arrest of the suspects and the recovery of the cargo.
All suspects are currently in police custody and are assisting with ongoing investigations. The truck and its content have since been secured by police as evidence. The Central Police Service continues to work tirelessly in collaboration with security partners and stakeholders in the supply chain industry to combat transnational crimes such as cargo theft, which have far-reaching economic consequences. We commend the alert systems and quick coordination that led to the successful interception of this criminal activity. Further updates provided as investigations progress.
The National Assembly has adopted a motion moved by MPIKA Member of Parliament Francis Kapyanga to promote annual health checkups among citizens. Mr. Kapyanga says this is of significance because patients can diagnose and track non-communicable diseases before they progress to terminal stages. He says that government through the Minister of Health needs to introduce programs to promote annual health checkups among citizens to reduce annual costs that government is spending on medical services.
This House urges the government to introduce programs to promote annual health checkups among citizens in order to diagnose and track non-communicable diseases before they progress to terminal stages. Madam Speaker, health is a fundamental human right, with every individual entitled to the highest attainable standard of physical and mental well-being, as recognized by various international declarations and national health policies. One of the key strategies to uphold this right is through regular health checkups. Annual health checkups are globally recognized as an essential tool in preventive health care to monitor overall health status, identifying potential health risks, and enable timely medical interventions. This therefore facilitates early disease detection and treatment.
And seconding the motion, Chilowi Member of Parliament Molenga Fowe noted that common non-communicable diseases such as cancer and diabetes have become a threat to Zambia's health system, which needs annual checkups among every citizen to reduce the increasing mortality rate in non-communicable diseases.
Madam Speaker, the motion is addressing health checkups, and the motion is also addressing health checkups in tune with non-communicable diseases, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, for starters, the people of Chilowi would like to say that this motion is linked to pillars of universal health coverage. Among the pillars of the universal health coverage is service delivery, health financing, and information systems, Madam Speaker. And what supports the carrying out of this particular motion? We have infrastructure, we have systems.
But Mbambala Member of Parliament Joseph Monsanje has opposed the motion, saying it is not in line with the Minister of Health strategic plan and may invade people's medical privacy.
The topic at hand, I think definitely prevention is better than cure, we all agree. But the question, Madam Speaker, is on mandatory health testing for all citizens. That, Madam Speaker, goes into the realm of human rights. And human rights, Madam Speaker, concern health rights, which means one must have the freedom of choice, the freedom of decision-making whenever one is healthy is going to be interfered with.
Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe says private sector investments are vital in unlocking the resources needed for transformative progress towards poverty eradication. Speaking during a side event on private sector mobilization at the 4th International Conference on Financing and Development in Seville, Spain, Mr. Haimbe noted that initiatives aimed at poverty reduction, advancing health and education, and combating climate change require more than just public funds, and that a strong partnership with the private sector is key to achieving these milestones. He said it is for this reason that the Zambian government had taken concrete steps to harness the potential of the private sector in all phases of national development by encouraging public